You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Technology and creativity, they're not mutually exclusive. They go hand in hand. That's the message of Intermitten, the group holding a conference this Friday and Saturday in Ann Arbor, all about exploring ways that successful business efforts contain a healthy mix of creativity and technology. Trevor Mays is with Intermitten. Trevor, is it fair to say it often seems when we talk about creativity and technology that we tend to make it either or?
Yeah, I would tend to say that those two groups polarize themselves and see themselves as one or the other. And in some places, those communities can even be at odds with one another. We thought that that doesn't have to be the way. And what really drove that was the discovery that so many of the people who work in our tech groups and the community at large are very dialed into each other's work. There's people who work at our startups who have passion projects. They're in bands. They're artists. They spend their weekends teaching kids how to DJ and stuff like that. And we got our heads together, this group of founders who put together Intermitten. And what we came to know is that this is something that's not really being talked about a lot. It's something that we really feel it should be showcased and should demonstrate how we're getting healthier communities and economies and technology companies as a result.
What does that balanced blend look like of creativity and technology?
It's always at odds with one another. There's a certain amount of work that has to be put in to sustain yourself. We think that, you know, there doesn't have to be this starving artist mentality that you can sustain your livelihood and have a family and have a prosperous life while spending your evenings and weekends working on these projects and driving them to fruition.
And in the conference, you want to, and this is the first of what you hope will be many conferences, you want to kind of dig into this balancing act and how it works. Who is the conference aimed at?
A wide variety of people, ranging from those who are, you know, working professionals or creative professionals, trying to understand a wider scope of what's out there and what's available. We think that there is an ideal person who's at this conference who's trying to learn how they can do both of these things better, how they can push the agenda forward, how they can really drive creative innovation in their workplace, but also have these passion projects and these interests and these things that are thriving outside of their workplace and how those prop each other up.
Who would you say would be some of the big stories or the big companies that you want to focus on and you want to really shine light on through this conference?
Yeah, some of the people who are speaking at this conference are from Icon Interactive. They're a company here in Ann Arbor who does design work from everyone ranging from Bob Dylan to Subaru and everything in between. Atomic Object, who's based in Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids, and they develop apps for things like Art Prize, which is an art contest that happens in Grand Rapids every year. We have Duo Security, and that's a security company here in town, and it doesn't sound that appealing. It's just like it's a security company, but they're doing some amazing stuff. They're actually going to send the first authentication of internet security in outer space next week. We have a design team at Duo, that's where I work, and they're outputting movies and creative assets and designing things that make it simple to use. It doesn't have to be this obscure, crazy world.
Like you're saying, a nice blend of technology with creativity. And what does that mean for the whole state of Michigan? When you think about what you're doing with Intermitten and the fact that this conference is happening on Friday and Saturday, what can that mean beyond the 2 days and looking out to the state?
We think that people who are attending the conference are going to be able to take ideas back to their own communities and implement them. By removing that adversity between the creative community and the tech community, you can really create a prosperous, tight-knit group of people, and that makes more well-rounded individuals, people who are bringing their creative projects to life in their own communities. And because of that, they aren't getting burnt out in their day-to-day work. They're growing, they're thriving, they're bringing with them new perspectives and really helping forge what we believe to be like a new powerful tech economy. It's not cube farms and phone centers and stuff like that anymore, or just people staring at lines of code all day. By having a more vibrant and prosperous work life, people have the extra bandwidth and mileage outside of their day-to-day to drive forward these new creative projects and really help foster a stronger local community.
Can people still go to the conference?
Yep, our conference ticket registration's open till the end of this week, and we'd love to see some more people attend. We've got quite a group of attendees already registered, and they can use the Friend of Intermittent 16 discount code for 25% off their tickets.
Okay, and it's in Ann Arbor, and it is going to be this Friday and Saturday. And you can learn more by going to the website, intermittent.org. That's intermittent.org. And Trevor Mays is with Intermittent. Trevor, thank you so much for sharing your work with us and your vision of a nice blend of creativity and technology.
Thanks so much.